The Gemara tells us in Chulin and Daf Tzadi Hey Amid Bey is in Perik Gid Anosh, which you don't have on the Marmar Kamos because it's only half a line. The Gemara says that the model of what's considered nichush, of what's considered prohibited divination, of deciding that you're going to take a course of action based on a certain random sign, is Eliezer. Eliezer says he's going to find a wife based on who's going to give him water. That's a classic example of nichush. The Gemara says, "Amirav kol nachash eno k'Eliezer eved Avram k'yenos hamin shol eno nachash." So that is the prototypical example of nichush. Tosis and the Rishonim are bothered. Well, if that's prototypical nichush, then why did Eliezer do it? Because b'nei Noach are also mitzvah nichush. Rishonim give different answers. But what we do see here is that there is a model in Parshas Vayisara for nichush in the context of shiduchim, in the context of kedusha, maybe. So we do have another area in halacha, another example, where there's a discussion as to whether certain practice is considered nichush also in the context of kiddushin, nisuin, and that's a comment some Rishonim have. If you look in the Tshuvas HaRashba on the first page of the Marmor Kombos, this is the Tshuvas HaMichasos. So in Siman Reish Pei Gimel, he has a series of different halachos that fall under the broad category, don't fall under the broad category of nichush. So the first thing he discusses, Mashenogin she'ein nosen nashim an miloi halavana, the elu harasa. So there's a practice that people would not hold chasanas until the moon was full. We'll have to define exactly what that means. Certain parts of the month that they wouldn't have chasanas. Eino nichush. That is not a violation of nichush. Ella kishem shemoshkin hamalachim ahamayan diti mashech malchuso kein osin b'miloi v'lo b'chisaron. So it's the Misam Lamilsa, it's a good simon, just like there's a practice of anointing kings on the riverside as a sign by a mayan, by flowing water, as a sign that they should have atzlacha in their ruling, in their kingship. So too, it's a simon bracha to have a, it's Misam Lamilsa to have a chasana in the period of miloi v'lo b'chisaron. Fine. So that's not a violation of nichush. The Rishonim discuss this in the end of Perek Nigmar Hadin in Sanhedrin, where they quote this practice of not having a chasana when the levana is not bimilua, and they present the same reason. The Ramban has this, the Nevi'im Yosef has this. This is a siman tov, just like the practice of being moshech melachim by a mayan, by flowing water. So this is actually quoted by the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer. Simon Samach Dalid Seif Gimel, page number 4 in the Marmor Kamos. Sorry for all the extra pages here. V'nogu shel alisa nashim ela b'tchilas hachodesh. Minig was that people would only have chasanas the beginning of the month, v'od shalavana b'milua, when the moon is still getting full, approaching fullness. So that's this practice quoted by the Rishonim in Perek Nigmar Adin, the Tshuvas HaRashba that we just quoted. So how strong a minhag is this? Was this? Even if we establish that's a violation of nichush, how careful do you have to be about this minhag? So some point out, can't be that big a deal for the following reason. The Rama tells us in Hilchos Tisha B'Av that the minhag is not to have chasanas during Beit HaMitzarim. After Shabbat Sabbat Thomas, by Sfardim, the Mechaber, you only don't have chasanas during the 9 days. Ashkenazim don't have chasanas for the entire 3 weeks. When are the 3 weeks? Beginning from Yud Zayin Thomas. So from Yud Zayin Thomas to the end of the month, the moon is getting smaller. The Levan is not b'milua. So if this was such a strong minhag, not to have a chasana during the second part of the month, then you don't have to tell me, tepuklei, from that reason, you don't have to tell me that there's a veilus problem of having a chasana beta mitzarim. Some say, the Binyan Tzion quotes as well, Binyan Tzion has a tshuva in which the shoal was bothered by this minhag. He thinks it's difficult to understand, because technically speaking, hachodesh b'milua means when the moon is at its fullest. Does that mean you only have chasanas on the 15th day of the month, the 14th day of the month? So you can't have chasanas the first 13 days and the last 13 days of the month? That's a little unreasonable. No one seems to have such a practice. So the shoal is mefakri for that reason. The shoal points out, chol moed. Gemara says, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Why do you need ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha? Chol moed sukkis is the second half of the month. Chol moed pesach is the second half of the month. Typically, because of this minhag of not being No se nashim ela kishalavana b'milua. So, points out, maybe it's not the strongest minog.
The Ramah clearly doesn't understand b'milua in that fashion.
Right? Correct. The Ramah presents it differently than the Rishonim. The Rishonim have a lashon of ad milui halavana. So ad milui halavana sounds like not the first part either. The way it's called in the Ramah is b'milua, so that's something the first half of the month is okay. Second half of the month is not okay. So that's what the Binyan Siyam points out. The Ramah's citation is not exactly the way it's presented in the early Rishonim.
So what's the time period, according to the Rashba, for the Milui Levana? Just the 15th of
September? That can't be. So it probably means the way the Ramah says, and it's a little bit lodak. It means, as the Binyan Siyam himself explains, no, that when the moon is getting bigger, that's a Siman Bracha, because we're going in the right direction. And when the moon is getting smaller, it's not a Siman Bracha, we're going in the wrong direction. So the minhag would be not to have chasanas during the second part of the month.
Would be waxing
and waning. Yes. So some poskim say that really it's okay until the 22nd day of the month. It's only the last 7 days of the month that are a problem. So the Minchas Lozer is quoted as saying that maybe in a Chodesh Maleh up to Kaf Gimel would be okay. Lemaisa, and if you look in the Sefer Nisuin Kol Chasam, he quotes different poskim that say that have reasons that there are 6 of the 12 months of the year. People aren't makbid on getting married even the last week of the month, Lechodesh Av, because they can't get married in the beginning, so they can get married in the end. Lemaisa, I don't think so many people are so concerned about this nowadays, maybe even before nowadays. By show of hands, how many people got married Kaf Beis or later in a month? Don't know what your anniversaries are?
Mine's
$2.
I'm
sorry? There you go, so call it Deus. Anyway, but once we're already talking about minhagim as to when or when not to get married, let's talk about some other areas that come up in halacha about appropriate times, or inappropriate times, and appropriate times to schedule a chasana. Okay, let's look at the next page of the Mar Makamos, or the next page. Hilcha Shabbos, Simin Shin Lamites, Se'if Dalit. So the Mishnah tells us in the end of Beis Olam and Vav that you're not allowed to have Kiddushin on Shabbos because there are Kinyanim involved. That's a Din D'Rabbanan not to have Kiddushin on Shabbos. Could be having a wedding on Yom Tov would be a Din D'Raisa of Eimar and Simcha B'Simcha. Kiddushin on Shabbos in of itself is a Isser D'Rabbanan. Nisuin, not Beferish in that Mishnah, but in Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer it says Nisuin also. We should already say, because of certain mekachumemkar nafkaminas when it comes to nisuin, kinyanim-related issues as well. So the Mechaber writes here in Shin Lamed Tes Dalet Hilchos Shabbos, lo mikachin, you can't have a chasana on, you can't have kiddushin on Shabbos. Says Ramah, v'yesh matirin l'kadesh, heicha de'ein lo isha banim. So the Shittos of Bein Etam, that b'malkam puruvu, if there is a pressing need, you could have kiddushin on Shabbos. The Afshar do Adinach Nisul Chavashari, maybe Nisun as well. The Afagav the Lakaimel and Hach, we generally do not have Chasanas on Shabbos, even B'makam Peruvu. We come Makam Sof, when Alzeh, B'shas Adchak. But you can rely on this opinion, B'shas Adchak. Gam ki Gado Kavad Abrios, Kamashir Gilun, Shalaf Amim, Shalaha Yicholim, Lahashras Im Hani Dunya, B'yom Vav Adalila. So that was the famous Chuvas Ramah himself, where he was involved in a Mice in Krakow, where there's a chasana that's supposed to take place in Erev Shabbos, and things got delayed, and there was a sichsuch and a fight. And by the time he resolved the issue, it was already Benish Moshos, and the Ramah went ahead and wasn't Masada Kedushin because he felt that if he wouldn't do it at that point, then the marriage wouldn't happen because there are poor people involved, and it wouldn't happen later. So the Ramah says over here that under those extenuating circumstances, you can have chuba v'kiddushin v'lal Shabbos, ha'ol v'kfar v'chinu l'suda, v'l'nesu'in, v'habi b'yom, etc. V'kamachem l'chachila yesh yizor shelo yavali dekach. You shouldn't rely on this, l'chachila. You shouldn't plan to have your chasana going into Bein HaShmashos on Friday night. But if things are stuck, at least Bein HaShmashos, maybe even past that, you can have kiddushin on Friday night under extenuating circumstances. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Yates. What does he mean? Hol v'charachinu l'suda. Yitzon l'omar, yesh hafsid rav. Ayideh is going to be a financial loss if they're going to be master of the suda. So then you could be mekel. Kosen the chayi adam, that you have to have three conditions in place to use this kula. Number one, you didn't do peruvu yet. Number two, hafsid mamon. And number three, the busha for the chasana kala, if they're not going to conclude the chasana at that point. So chayi adam says you need all three in order to be mekel to have a chuppah v'kiddushin on Friday night. But that was the famous Maisa L'Rama, where he did such a Seder Kedushin, Ben HaShmashos, on a Friday night. And did I ever tell you the story about the Marsham? No? So the Marsham also had such an episode, where same kind of a story, there was a Sifsuch, Erev Shabbos wedding, by the time they came to terms, it was already Friday night, or Ben HaShmashos, and he performed the Chasana, and the Baal HaBas were all upset, how could you perform a Chasana on Shabbos? Then a week later, I don't remember if this was the week before or the week after, but in close proximity to this event, there's another thing that got the Baal HaBatim upset, that he was Mesader Get B'Laila. That's all the discussion. Could you be Mesader Get B'Laila? It's a Maisa Bezdin. So we're generally Mekel, at least B'Makom Sarech, L'Chachila, we try to be Machmir. So the Marsham is Mesader Get B'Laila. The Baal HaBatim were upset that he was Mesader Get B'Laila, this liberal rabbi, what's he doing? So this is when he was a Rav in Bialystok. So he remarked to the Baal HaBatim, or to himself, that the Baal HaBatim saw two mil surprising things, and now you're going to see a third. Let's talk about Nichosh. So then, that week, he got Iksav Rabbanus from Brzezan. The Marsham is famous as being the Rav of Brzezan, so he got Iksav Rabbanus, which he wasn't expecting, but he took that as a Simon Ben HaShemayim, that it was time to move on stock to a new territory. So all because of Chasen on Shabbos at Balayla. What about a chasen erev Shabbos? So the Rama just said over here, chasen erev Shabbos sounds like it's fine. That was a minhag. Rambam writes, Perek Yud Ishas Halach Yudal, the next page in the Marmar Kamos, Mutar la'areis b'chol yom chol, you can have eris in the Kedushin any day of the week, afilu b'tishaba, bein b'yom, bein b'layla, aval ein nosim nashim lo be'erev Shabbos, but you can't have Nisuin on Friday or Sunday. Maybe we're going to be Mechal Shabbos in preparation for the Suda. So the Rambam paskins, you can't have Nisuin, you can't have a Suda, Suda's Nisuin on Friday or on Sunday, based on a sugya in the beginning of Ksubis. Says the Magen Mishnah, look at the Magen Mishnah, Magen Mishnah second line, Ei nosin, Gemara Ksubis, Taf Hei, Gzera Shem Yishcha Ben Of, and maybe you'll do Malach and Shabbos to prepare for the Suda, if you're going to have a Chasana on Sunday. Maybe you're concerned Erev Shabbos too, we'll go with the Shabbos. But our practice is, says the Magen Mishnah, we do have chasanas on Fridays. What are they relying on? Why aren't we concerned about Chil Shabbos?
It's probably
with
Sundays because of
Shechita
on Shabbos.
Yep.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So he's not sure what the reason for the kula is. Of course, the Ramban, Mashinagu b'shishi minag borosu. Elashalamicha b'yadam. Really, it's an inappropriate minag. People did it anyway. Kakosuv hari megash. So the Magen Mishnah notes that the common practice was of chasanas on Friday, but he's not so convinced why that should be so. What does it say, Shulchan Aruch? Eben Ezer, Simin Samech Dalid, Se'if Gimel. Go back a couple pages. It's right after the Tshuvas HaRashba. Samech Dalit Se'if Gimel. V'yesh Omrim, She'ei Nosen Nashim Lo Be'era Shabbos Lo Be'echa B'Shabbos, Zera Shama Yavali Deichel Shabbos B'tikun Asuda. That's the Rambam. V'yesh Matirin. Who are the Yesh Matirin? Says the Baragola here, Tor B'Shem Aviv HaRash. Maskanas HaGemara. So the Rashi in the beginning of Ksubis is Mekel. That's how he understands the Maskanas HaGemara. And the Ran as well. So Machlokas Rishonim. The Mechaber quotes two Deus. Yesh Osrim V'yesh Matirim. And the minhag developed to have chasanas on Friday.
This might be material. Is it going just on that case or going on both cases? Even on
and Sunday? Oh, good question. So the Yesh Matirin is even Sunday as well. It's unclear in the Mechaber when he says came Pashat HaMinag, he says Pashat HaMinag on Shabbos. It doesn't say Pashat HaMinag on Sunday, so does that mean once you're ready Mekel, if it's all the same reason, once you're ready Mekel on Friday, can you be Mekel on Sunday as well? Hold on to that for a minute, we'll come back to that. I'm sorry?
Or Motzei
Shabbos. Good, good. Okay, we'll get to that in 2 minutes. Before that, take a look, now flip back in the other direction. Aruch HaShulchan Simen Samech Dalid Os Yud Aleph. Another waste of a page, just 2 lines on the bottom, sorry. Kas of a Rambam, so it goes around, we just saw, Enos and Noshim, Be'er Shabbos, Echav Shabbos, etc. Let's skip a little bit. So the Aruch HaShulchan suggests, what's the basis for our common practice to be Mekel, our European Jewry before the war for centuries, to be Mekel, Daf Chasas and Erev Shabbos? So he writes, V'achsha, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Eino gen ledakte gam bezeh. V'nir liyatam, dein emes, tekacham ruchazal, shaktu chacham al takanis benas Yisrael, shei tarach besudu gem liyam, and so he had to prepare at least 3 days for the chasana. Zewa kol bismanam, shal chasana yoseh suda. Then the chasana make the suda. And he'd have to prepare for 3 days, there'd be a lot of tirach involved, and we're worried about Chil Shabbos. Now the kala pays for the wedding. He wants to impress the kala, have a lot of food at the wedding. Because women care about such things. Nowadays the kala makes a wedding. Chasen couldn't care less. Okay, that's the Aruch HaShulchan's explanation as to how the minhag developed to have chasanas on Erev Shabbos. So once you're making an Erev Shabbos, what about Sunday? Does anyone mechal between the two? So there's a Talmid Ben Yonah quoted in the Sheet of Mekubetzes, and that's the Yungsubis Heyam and Aleph. Talmid Ben Yonah writes, you don't have it in front of you, Mikol Mokom, Laman de Mosei Shabbos Aser Gzer Shema Yishka Ben Of. So how could you split? Yeshlomar, no, there's less of a concern in Erev Shabbos that Shema Yishka Ben Of, because you know Shabbos is coming, so you can't prepare anything on Shabbos, you'll prepare everything before Shabbos. But if you have a chasid on Sunday, or Motzei Shabbos, you're worried, you'll forget something. As much as you try to prepare everything before Shabbos, you remember on Shabbos you forgot something, and then you may come to do malacha. So there's more of a concern for Chil Shabbos about the malacha that you may do on Shabbos for a Sunday wedding than malacha you may do on Shabbos for the Sudas Nesu'in that's going to happen after the wedding that took place in Erev Shabbos. Piskei Tshuva there in Simen Samach Dalet, Sivkata and Dalet, going backwards again. So the Ramah says Pashat HaMinag, so the Mechaber says Pashat HaMinag to have Nisuin on Erev Shabbos, says the Piskei Tshuva, Aval Be'echav Shabbos Ein Minag, but there's no such Minag on Sunday. V'chei Matzatz V'tshuvas Ramah Simen Kuch Kavdala, that's the Tshuvas Ramah that had his famous case with the Friday night wedding in Krakow. Shakasav De'ei Midarech Lasos HaNisuin B'yom Aleph, that's inappropriate. There he's talking about Mishim Chukas HaGoyim. Because the Goyim, the Nochrim, would have chasanas on Sunday. So the Ramah raises a concern. Maybe having a chasana on Sunday is like Chukas HaGoyim, that they have chasanas on Sunday, so we're imitating them by having chasanas on Sunday. Also, Moshe has that at one place. He raises the question, maybe you can't have a chasana on a Goyish holiday. So that's what the Piskei Tshuva quotes here, that even though the Minhag developed to not have chasanas, to have chasanas on Friday, that doesn't necessarily apply to Sunday. Now, our practice generally is that we do have chasanas on Sundays, I think. Been to some. So, if you look at the Osar Poskim here, on Simen Samach Dalet, excuse me, the Osar Poskim quotes from the Divrei Chaim, Tzanzer Rav, that he made a chasan himself on Sunday, And that was a minhag in Hungary as well. And the svar is that the chashash, the Aruch HaShulchan has like this, that the real chashash of Shema Yishlah Benov is if you're going to have a chasen Moshe Shabbos. Chasen Moshe Shabbos, so then there's a legitimate concern, you're going to do something, the chasen is an hour after Shabbos is over, so you're going to do things on Shabbos. Chasen is on Sunday, it's less of a concern, so maybe the real Shema Yishlah Benov is only if you're going to have a Moshe Shabbos chasen and not a Shabbos chasen. Not a Sunday chasen. Which I think is common practice within what we'll call the Orthodox community. We generally do not have chasanas on Motzai Shabbos, but we do have chasanas on Sundays.
Would it be different now that we have refrigeration, and also we have caterers?
So the caterer would do melacha. I'm sorry, Shema Yishlah Benov is...
Shechting before Shabbos.
So nowadays we're not shechting, but Shema Yishlah Benov presumably is not limited to shechting. It's the hachanos for the Suda. And everyone knows that caterers can be nechshel in these things also. Okay. What about...
How did the
Sander
quote a Hungarian
minhag? No. Sick. The Divrei Chaim made a chasen on Sunday, period. The minhag in Hungary was to have chasenos on Sunday. Two unrelated statements. Sorry. I have to be careful when I talk about Hungarian minhagim when you're here. Okay. So let's look back. That Rambam that we quoted before, Ishes Perek Yud Halacha Yudalid, said, Mutar La'aris B'chol Yom Chol Afilu B'Tisha B'Av Bein B'Yom Bein B'Layla. You can have Kiddushin day and night. How many people here got married tonight? Okay, so that's what the Rambam says. Anyone argue? So the Berhetiv here in Shulchan Aruch, and the bottom of Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kavav, I don't remember if we have that here.
You do.
Okay, great. Is that earlier or later?
Earlier.
Okay. Evan Ezra Simen Kavav. Berhetiv Sifkat and Dalit. Page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the handout. Verheta says, Osha Kidesh. It says in... Okay, the context of the Shulchan Aruch is irrelevant for our purposes. Isha Sheneskatsha Belayla Safek Imhen Kedusha. Kedusha at night, not so Pasha. Chuvas Rebellion Mizrahi Cheli Beis Simen Lamed Hei. Kasa of Knesset Gedola. Knesset Gedola was in Constantinople. The minhag in Constantinople was to have kiddushin at night. Ubitalti a minhag. He got rid of it. What's the concern? So the Shuvas of Elie Mizrahi says, maybe iskish havayi liyitziyah. In many areas of halacha, we learn out halachos from gerishin to kiddushin in two directions. So by gittin, according to some shitas, as we mentioned before, you can't have a get balayla, even though mikra din, most assume that you could. Mikra din, but according to some shitas, you can't have a get balayla. Iska shavai liyitziyah, just like you can't have a get balayla, why can't you have a get balayla? Because it's a maizah bezdin. So, questionable whether that's true. But if you can't have a get balayla, it's because it's a maizah bezdin. So just like you can't have a get balayla, maybe you can't do kedushin by layla, as well. So that's why the rebellion Mizrahi says Safik, whether it's a good Kedushin. And apparently there's a Chuvas Rid that basically raises that question as well. Problem is, Piskei Shuvah here, Sivkat and Zayin, there seems to be Gemara Mefureshes in Kedushin Daf Yud Aleph that talks about Kedushin Balayla. So you're going to get around that. The Chuvas of Rikiv Eger, Tinyana Simon Ayin Aleph, Tinyana Simon Ayin Aleph, who discusses this issue back and forth, he notes that Gemara and Kedushin, he says, well, maybe you can distinguish. When do you say Iska Shavai Liyitziyah? So that's where the Tam Hadin makes sense in both contexts. Where you have the Torah tells you a certain halacha in Kedushin, and you transfer that halacha to Gittin, or vice versa. But here, the reason that you can't have a get balayla, he says, has to do with the fact that it's tchilas din, because you're govek suba in the context when you give a get, so the gvias suba is connected to the giving of the get. So that you can't do balayla because that's din. But Kedushin, what did are we talking about? So it doesn't make, if it's not, there's no pasuk that tells you you can't have a gap alayla, so it's simply a functional halacha because of the nature of Kedushin, so it doesn't make sense to transfer that to, nature of Gittin, it doesn't make sense to transfer that to Kedushin. So he says, nevertheless, shalobish hasadchak, it's appropriate to be choshesh for the suffix of the Rally Mizrahi, and to avoid Kedushin Balayla. Maybe Rebbe Elie Mizrahi distinguishes between Kedushay Kesef and Kedushay Shtar. That it makes sense to talk about Iska Shavayla Yitzirilo and Adalachas from Gittin if it's Kedushay Shtar just like a get. But Kedushay Kesef has nothing to do with the get. So maybe since our practice is to be Mekadosh Dafka with Kedushay Kesef, then there's no problem with having Kedushin Balayla. Overwhelming minhag olam, I think, is to not be so concerned about Kedushin Balayla. Rav Schechter, in principle, is choshesh for this. Rav Schechter has been to many weddings tonight, but he thinks that if all things are equal, then you shouldn't do Kedushin Balayla. He points out that it's all part of the same cheshbon as to whether a karov could be misad or Kedushin. Because if we treat Kedushin as somehow din, so then misad or Kedushin can't be a karov. Because it's functioning in a din capacity. So if you, it makes sense if you're going to be machmir, and one of those to be machmir, the other, not to have Kedushin Balayla, and not to have Masada Kedushin Zakharov. The Shechter likes to say that when Yomi got married, the other side wanted him to be Masada Kedushin. So he said it's really not right for Karov to be Masada Kedushin. But if you have the Chasen at night, so then really you're not be kosher with that anyway. So they said, okay, so I have the Chasen at night, so you can be Masada Kedushin. Okay, I think we're out of time.
What's this about? What's the other?